He's the second richest man in America. So when Warren Buffett moves his money, and when he does so after an aggressive campaign by political activists, it's bound to have a ripple effect. First, the campaign. Buffett has been one target to get U.S. companies to stop investing in PetroChina, the Chinese company that explores for oil in Sudan. The argument goes, investment in PetroChina supports the Sudanese government and indirectly funds the genocide in Darfur. To drive the point home, the Save the Darfur Coalition produced this TV ad in which a broker talks to a couple about their investments.
As you can see, your portfolio has performed really well this year.
Energy stocks are up and technology is strong. You took a little hit in real estate, but more than made up for it in genocide. You're really making a killing in Darfur.
Is your mutual fund funding genocide? Find out at SaveDarfur.org.
Well, it looks like the activists have won the battle. We called up Brian Bethune, an economist with the research firm Global Insight. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it true? Did the activists win this battle? Did Warren Buffett, who sold off most of his high-profile investments in PetroChina, did he do it because of that pressure?
That might have played a factor in terms of the overall decision, but I think the primary decision was related to the fact that there's been a significant increase in the value of this investment over the last 3 years. And in this type of situation, it would make sense for Mr. Buffett to reduce his holdings and probably take some profits here. So I would say that primarily it's a business decision, but there may have been some influence in terms of what was happening in Sudan.
There's two kinds of pressure coming at China over the issue of Darfur. One is the Olympics coming up, and there's been a lot of activists who are trying to use that high profile to pressure China. Now we have this disinvestment. Does either one of them change China policy?
Well, it's probably not going to make a huge influence. The primary issue is securing energy assets for China. China's growing at 10 or 11% per year. It has an acute shortage of fuel. So really what is driving their overall decision is really the economics of needing fuel to support their economy. At the political level, my sense of it is that they're willing to be persuaded to perhaps de-emphasize that particular part of their investment. I think in the overall scheme of things, it's really not that big on an economic scale. The investment in Sudan is only one piece in a massive jigsaw puzzle of assets that PetroChina is trying to accumulate.
Warren Buffett, he gives away a great deal of his money, and he does it through the Bill Gates Foundation, another very rich man. Both of them say that you can't change policy by changing investments. Do you think that that statement stands?
Well, I think that probably is true in many cases. But in some instances where there's a lot of sensitivity at the political level, I think there can be some influence. And I think in the case of China, where quite often political and economic objectives are somewhat commingled, there may be some ability to have some influence or at least exert some pressure.
Thank you very much. Brian Bethune is an economist with Global Insight, a forecasting and analysis firm.